Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, 11 minutes after 5 a.m. We've got a lot of things we're going to be covering today, a lot of things that are happening in the international scene, but I found an article, an interesting story yesterday after the show that got my attention out of Madison, Wisconsin. Did you happen to see the business that is trying to open in Madison, but the city leaders have said, whoa, hold on now.
I've read about this. This is fascinating.
I guess I missed this one. Lay it on me.
I'm really surprised that you missed this. This sounds like it's something right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, before you say this, this is supposed to be a legitimate business.
Yes, it's a legitimate business.
It's not like one of those massage parlors where all these certain parts get massaged. It's not like that kind of business at all.
That's exactly right. It is what they call a cuddle house, where you can go in and for a fee, you pick out the person you'd like to cuddle with, and then for a period of time, you get to relax and snuggle with this individual. And that's it.
What?
Uh-huh. These are very popular and profitable businesses around the country. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now.
This sounds creepy.
I know.
This sounds incredibly creepy.
Yeah, I definitely would not want to be one of the cuddlers, where your job is to cuddle the various people who walk through the door.
You'd like to be a cuddler, not a cuddlee. I don't want to be the one being spooned by anyone other than my immediate, people around me.
So,
and that does not include you two.
So this is... this is for frustrated people who can't get human contact anywhere else.
When you want to get down to it, if you listen to the...
Is it cheaper than going high-end and actually going to the street corner and finding your cuddling in that
way? I'm sorry, going to a street corner to you is high-end?
Well, I'm just saying...
Really? That's your...
Okay, but it's not like that.
No, it's not
this
sex.
Is intended to be
I understand that, but
it's a non-sexual situation.
It is just.
This sounds ridiculous.
They say that it's for those of us that are out there that have no one, no significant other, and need some personal contact.
How much do they charge for this service?
I have no idea. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far with it. As far as investigating, I read the article yesterday. They were supposed to open yesterday, and the city leaders of Madison, it's supposed to open in Madison, go figure, they said, oh, no, wait a minute, not all your permits are done, not all this.
Do you get to choose who you cuddle with?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take her and her.
Yeah. So this is a cat house with no happy ending is what it is, basically.
God. Yeah. Apparently... there's no sexual touching at all, which...
in fact, I believe people remain clothed in these situations.
Well, I would hope. Well,
I would hope so.
Yeah. And when asked, they said, well, what happens when...
This sounds crazy for even a place like San Francisco. I mean, this
sounds
nuts.
Well, that's where one of them is.
Well,
that's where one of the most
successful... of course.
So when the cuddler gets a little frisky with the cuddle-e, what is supposed to happen?
The bouncer comes in and throws your butt out in the street,
well,
I suppose.
Apparently there are panic buttons in the room that if something goes horribly wrong, you can hit the panic button and, I suppose. And there's cameras in there. So
I'm searching now for what the going price is for a cuddle.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to say $50 for 30 minutes.
Yikes.
What do you think? How much would you pay?
Okay, that's not how it's priced.
Okay.
There is a single cuddle.
Uh-huh.
You and one other person cuddling you.
Right.
You can pay for a double cuddle if you wish.
This sounds like something Monty Python would come up with.
And I'd care for a double cuddle. No, you wouldn't.
If you wish, you could stay overnight, at least at this one that I'm looking at online. This one is in Indianapolis.
An overnight snuggle session?
Where you can sleep there if you wish with someone cuddling and holding you while you sleep. All right, so how much do you think for the single cuddle?
For the single cuddle.
How long?
It is a 1 hour single cuddle. How
1 hour single cuddle.
Well, I'll bet it's $100.
Yeah. You are right, sir. Yeah, it's $100.
$100.
$100 for 1 hour to single cuddle. So is it $200 for a double?
It's not. It's $150 for a double.
That's a bargain.
I'll have two. Why would you not have two?
If people are stupid enough to pay this amount of money for this, I'm going to open one up here. The problem is going to be finding the employees to work it.
Yeah, because ain't nobody going to snuggle up to you.
$400 for an overnight cuddle.
$400 for an overnight cuddle. Now, here's the thing. As a man, I don't want to be cuddled overnight. Okay? I don't have a problem with a little snuggling, and then just get the hell away from me.
If it was
don't make me a sandwich.
Jeez, right. Listen to you.
Right. If it was an overnight thing.
You can say that because your wife's not listening. I understand.
You fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying $400 to have someone just, while I'm asleep.
No. No. Because right. Who knows what's happening while
I'm
asleep.
It's like the ad campaign that Martin Mull used to do for Red Roof Inn. You pay $600 for a hotel room. You're sleeping. It's dark. You can't tell you're sleeping in a fabulous room. Come to Red Roof Inn. Our rooms are cheap.
So there it is. That's
incredible.
It is. I have to agree with you, man. To spend money to snuggle and cuddle with a stranger seems absolutely asinine to me. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. All right, so there it is. That's the opening salvo for your morning program, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.